Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are cutting through the noise today and going straight to the hardware.
Yeah, let's do it.
We've got a stack of research, specs, and reviews on the desk. And the source material we are tackling is called The Pinnacle of Red Light Therapy 2025. Now, usually when I see a title like that, especially one throwing around word like pinnacle, my skepticism radar just, you know, it goes off.
Sure. It sounds like marketing fluff.
Exactly. But looking at the data in this report, specifically about the best red light therapy devices for skincare and recovery, it seems like we're looking at something a bit more substantial.
It definitely feels different this year. If you look back at the trajectory of photobiomodulation,
which is the fancy scientific term for red light therapy.
It's a fancy term, yeah. It's been a bit of a wild west. You had, you know, cheap LEDs that did basically nothing, and then you had these $5,000 clinical units that were completely inaccessible.
Yeah.
This source, The Pinnacle, it suggests that 2025 is the year those two lines finally intersected. We aren't just talking about good devices. We're talking about a maturity in the tech.
A maturity where the home consumer can actually replicate clinical results.
That's the idea. Yeah.
So that's the big claim, right?
Yeah.
We've hit a ceiling in a good way. So let's dig into this concept of the pinnacle.
Okay.
The source connects the year 2025 to this idea of reaching a peak. You're saying this isn't just a calendar date. It's a technological saturation point.
Exactly. Think about it in terms of physics and biology. There is a limit to how much light your cells can actually absorb and use before it becomes, you know, pointless or even detrimental.
Okay.
For a long time, home devices were way under that limit. They were like trying to fill a swimming pool with a garden hose.
Right, you'd be there forever.
But in 2025, the diode technology, the power drivers, the heat dissipation, it's all evolved to the point where a device you buy for your bedroom can actually hit that biological ceiling. It can deliver the maximum effective dose.
So when this source says pinnacle, they're implying we've maxed out the useful power.
Precisely. We've reached the Goldilocks zone of irradiance, that's the power density, usually measured in milliwatts per square centimeter.
Mm-hmm.
If you go much higher than what these 2025 devices are putting out, you start risking thermal damage or just wasting energy because the cells literally shut down.
Wow.
So the pinnacle effectively means hardware has finally caught up to the biology. We can't really make the lights better in terms of raw power anymore.
Because the body can't take anymore.
Your body can't take it. Yeah.
That puts a whole new spin on the best of list. It's not just here's what's cool this year. It's here is the perfected form of the tool.
Mm-hmm.
And the source breaks this down into two massive pillars, skincare and recovery. I want to get into the weeds here because it applies a device has to master both to be considered the best. Let's start with skincare.
Right. And we have to move past the idea that skincare just means, you know, a nice glow. We're talking about cellular repair.
The vanity metric is there for sure. But what's actually happening under the hood? Or I guess under the epidermis.
So when this report lists the best devices for skincare, it's focusing heavily on specific wavelengths, primarily in the 600 nanometer range, specifically 630 millimeters and 660 millimeter.
Okay, 600 and 660. Why those specific numbers? One at 640 or 650?
It comes down to absorption. Imagine your skin is a fiddle. Different wavelengths penetrate to different depths.
Got it.
The 630 millimeter wavelength doesn't go very deep. It hangs out in the upper layers of the dermis. This is where you want to target if you're dealing with fine lines, uneven tone, or superficial scarring. It stimulates the fibroblasts.
Fibroblasts, those are the collagen factories, right?
Exactly. They are the cells responsible for churning out collagen and elastin. As we age, the mitochondria in those cells, the little power plants, they get sluggish. They don't produce as much ATP, which is just cellular energy. Red light at these wavelengths acts like a photon charger for those mitochondria. It kicks this one enzyme into gear. ATP production goes up, and suddenly those fibroblasts wake up and start producing collagen again.
Like they did 10 years ago.
Basically, yeah.
So effectively, the best devices of 2025 are the ones that can deliver that specific 630 and 660 millimeter payload efficiently. But here's my question. I've seen red light masks on social media for $50. Do those count?
And that's exactly why the pinnacle distinction matters so much. A $50 mask might emit red light, but does it have the irradiance, the intensity to actually trigger that reaction?
Probably not.
Usually no. The 2025 standard requires these high-density LED arrays that ensure the light isn't just bouncing off the surface. It needs to be absorbed in a sufficient quantity to trigger that chemical change. If the power is too low, nothing happens. It's just pretty red light.
On the flip side, can you overdo it? If 2025 devices are so powerful, are we risking, I don't know, burning our faces off in the quest for younger skin?
Well, red light is non-thermal, so you won't burn like a sunburn. However, there is something called the biphasic dose response.
Okay.
It basically says, a little bit of stimulus is good, but too much stimulus is inhibitory. If you blast your skin with too much energy for too long, you actually shut down the repair process.
Oh, wow. So more is not better.
Not at all. And the best devices of 2025 have integrated smart timers or pulsing protocols to prevent this. They delivered the exact optimal dose, and then they stop.
That's a huge shift from the turn it on and hope for the best approach of a few years ago.
Oh, it's massive. It's precision medicine versus just guessing.
Okay, so that's the surface. That's the skincare pillar. But the source title says skincare and recovery. And recovery is a totally different beast.
A different beast entirely.
We aren't talking about wrinkles anymore. We're talking deep tissue, muscle repair, joint pain.
Right. And this is where the physics changes. To treat skin, you only need to go a millimeter or two deep. To treat a torn hamstring or an inflamed knee joint, you need to go centimeters deep.
And the red light can't do that.
Visible red light, that 600 millimeter stuff we just talked about, gets absorbed by the skin. It physically cannot reach the deep muscle. It gets stopped at the gate.
So how do the 2025 Pinnacle devices handle that?
They rely on near-infrared light, or NIR. This is usually in the 800 to 900 nanometer range. You'll see 810 millimeters, 830 inner, 850 millimeters.
Okay.
These wavelengths are invisible to the human eye, but they have this incredible ability to pass right through the skin and bone, almost like a beneficial X-ray.
It's interesting you mentioned they're invisible. I remember reviewing a device a while back where people complained that half the lights were broken because they didn't light up.
A classic confusion. If half your panel looks narc but you feel a gentle warmth, that's the NIR working.
Right.
In the context of recovery, these wavelengths are reaching deep muscle tissue and reducing oxidative stress. When you work out, you create micro tears and inflammation. That's what makes you sore. NIR light helps clear out the metabolic waste and reduces inflammation. It speeds up the whole rebuilding process.
So for a device to be on this best of 2025 list, it can't just be a skin panel. It has to pack a punch in this near-infrared spectrum.
Correct. And this is where the engineering gets tricky and why 2025 is such a milestone.
Okay. How so?
Generating high-intensity near-infrared light creates heat within the device itself. Not the light beam, but the electronics. The drivers get hot. In the past, if you wanted high-power NIR for deep recovery, you needed a big, clunky clinical machine with massive fans.
I've seen those. It sounded like a jet engine taking off.
Exactly. But the Pinnacle devices of 2025 have solved that thermal management issue. We're seeing advanced heat sinks, silent cooling fans that allow these compact panels to run at clinical-grade NIR outputs without overheating.
That's a major hardware breakthrough.
It is. It lets you have a device in your living room that can treat a deep muscle injury just as effectively as the equipment in a pro athlete's locker room.
Which brings us to the convergence, the synthesis. The source lists these as the best devices for both skincare and recovery. But based on what you just said, those are two competing needs.
They are.
Skin needs lower intensity red light. Muscle needs high intensity invisible light. How does one box do both without being mediocre at everything?
That is the million-dollar question. And historically, you were right, combo devices were often jack of all trades, master of none. They would dilute the power by splitting the LEDs half red, half NIR.
Like the checkerboard effect.
The checkerboard, exactly. So you were only getting 50% of the potential dose for either issue. But the 2025 standard has changed that. The best devices now use what's called dual chip or even multi-chip lens technology.
What does that mean?
Imagine a single lens on the panel. Underneath that lens, there isn't just one LED chip. There are two or three nested together. One 660 millimeter, one 850 millimeter, maybe even an 810 millimeter.
Oh, I see. So every single inch of the panel can emit every wavelength.
Yes. This eliminates the checkerboard problem. You get 100% coverage. But more importantly, the best devices of 2025 have granular control systems. If you want to do a skin session, you can toggle the panel to only fire the red light chips at a lower power. If you just wrecked your back deadlifting, you can switch modes to blast the NIR at full power for deep penetration.
So the Pinnacle isn't just about raw power. It's about control. It's about being able to customize the output.
Precisely. It's the versatility.
Yeah.
The software and the user interface have finally caught up to the hardware. In previous years, you just had an on-off switch. Now you have protocols. You have a skin button and a recovery button, and the device adjusts everything internally. That is why 2025 is the peak. It's the marriage of high power and smart control.
Let's touch on something you mentioned briefly, the 810 millimeter wavelength. I've heard 850 millimeter is the standard for muscle. What's special about 810?
This is a great detail. 850 millimeter has been the standard for years, mostly because it's cheap to manufacture. But 810 millimeter, that's a fascinating wavelength.
Oh, yeah.
Research suggests it penetrates the skull better than almost any other wavelength. There's a lot of emerging data on transcranial photobiomodulation.
Literally shining light into the brain.
To help with cognition, mood, and recovery from concussions.
Whoa, so we're not just talking about muscles anymore. We're talking about brain health.
It's the new frontier of recovery. And the fact that the best devices of 2025 are including 810 millimeters in their arrays shows that the manufacturers are reading the cutting-edge papers. They are future-proofing these devices.
It really emphasizes that word recovery in the title. It's holistic. It's systemic.
Exactly. And that connects back to the mitochondria. Whether it's a brain cell, a skin cell, or a muscle cell, they all run on ATP. If you can optimize that energy production systemically with a full body panel that hits all these wavelengths, you are essentially upgrading your body's battery.
So if I'm a listener standing in 2025 looking at this landscape and I buy one of these Pinnacle devices, what am I actually getting?
You're getting clinical power, you're getting multi-wave targeted spectrums, and you're getting the safety features to not, you know, cook yourself.
And efficiency, right? That's another thing.
Oh, absolutely. Efficiency. Because the power density is so optimized, treatment times are way down. In 2018, you might have had to stand in front of a low-powered light for 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long time.
With the 2025 specs, we are seeing treatment times in the 5 to 10-minute range.
That's a huge factor for adherence. I mean, I can find 10 minutes. Finding 30 minutes every single day is a chore.
Adherence is everything. The best therapy is the one you actually do. If the device is fast and effective, people use it. If it's slow and weak, it becomes a very expensive coat rack.
True.
The 2025 devices respect the user's time.
I want to play devil's advocate for a second. We've been praising the hardware, but is there anything missing? If this is the pinnacle, have we hit a wall? Is there anywhere left to go?
That's the danger of the term pinnacle, right? It implies the end of the road.
Yeah.
I would argue we have reached the pinnacle of generic hardware.
Right.
We've maxed out the LEDs, but the next mountain, the one beyond this pinnacle, is likely personalization.
What do you mean by that?
Right now, even with these best devices, the protocol is fairly standard. Stand 6 inches away for 10 minutes. But your skin is different from my skin. Your melanin content affects absorption.
Oh, right. Darker skin absorbs light differently.
Exactly. Your muscle density is different. The next evolution won't be brighter lights. It will be smart sensors that read your skin tone, your biological feedback, and then auto-adjust the dose in real time.
So the device becomes a diagnostic tool, not just a treatment tool.
Precisely. But strictly speaking about the source of the light, the photon emitters 2025 is the peak. You can't really get better photons. You can only get smarter about how you use them.
That's a really helpful distinction. We've perfected the engine. Now we just need to perfect the driver.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
So if you're a listener who might be on the fence, maybe you tried a device years ago and didn't see results, or you think this is all just placebo, what is the one thing about the 2025 landscape that validates this as real science to you?
It's the standardization. A few years ago, you had companies lying about their specs. They'd claim high power, but measure it right up against the lens, which is completely unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 2025, there are third-party testing standards. When a pinnacle device claims an irradiance of 100 millimeter monit at 6 inches, that's a verified number. It means the industry has grown up. You can trust the label.
And that trust means you can rely on the protocol.
Exactly. If you follow the science with a verified device, the biological mechanism that mitochondrial boost will happen, it's physics. It's not magic.
Physics, not magic. I like that. So let's recap. We've unpacked the pinnacle. It's a hardware saturation point.
Right.
We've looked at skincare. It's about specific 600 millimeter waves hitting fibroblasts. And we've looked at recovery. It's about NIR 800 millimeter waves penetrating deep to flesh inflammation.
And the synthesis is the dual chip control that lets you do both effectively. You nailed it. That is the state of the art in 2025.
It's pretty impressive how far we've come from, you know, red light bulbs you buy at the hardware store.
It's a different universe. We've moved from incidental lighting to therapeutic medical devices.
So, for the listener, the takeaway seems to be, if you've been waiting for the tech to mature, for the bugs to be worked out, and for the power to match the clinical claims, 2025 is your year.
I would agree. The waiting game is effectively over. There's no significant hardware leap on the immediate horizon that would make a 2025 device obsolete next year. This is a safe, long-term investment in your health stack.
That's good to know. Nobody wants to buy the iPhone 14 the day before the 15 comes out.
Exactly. And in this analogy, we're at a point where the iPhone is mature. You aren't missing out on a revolution by buying now.
But I do want to leave the listener with a final thought, something to chew on about that pinnacle idea. You mentioned the next step might be sensors and AI.
Yes.
If that's true, if the hardware is perfected, does that mean the responsibility now shifts to us? If the machine is perfect, then the variable is the user.
That is the profound realization. We have the tools. We have the pinnacle technology.
Yeah.
But a tool is only as good as the hand that wields it. The best device in the world won't fix your knee if it sits in the closet. Mm. The 2025 devices have removed the excuse of it doesn't work. Now, the only question is, will you do the work? Will you stand in front of the light? The barrier is no longer technological. It's behavioral.
That's a heavy hit to end on. The tech is ready, are we?
That's the question for 2026.
I love it. We've explored the spectrum literally and figuratively, from the surface of the skin to the mitochondria in the brain. The year 2025 definitely looks bright.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely intended.
I'll allow it.
Thanks for diving deep with us today into the world of red light therapy.
Mm.
Stay curious, stay enlightened, and we'll catch you on the next one.